The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This man was such a man of consequence and a consummate public servant.
What President Biden is doing is unconstitutional. There is zero authority in the Constitution that gives the president the authority to mandate anybody taking a vaccine.
There is no doubt, no doubt, that the Biden White House is aware that the president's poll numbers are dropping with each passing week.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Of course, big breaking story today. General Colin Powell dying at the age of 84 of COVID complications. On social media, it's his cause of death that has sort of ignited the internet. Colin Powell evidently suffered from multiple myeloma, which is a form of a cancer of the blood. Makes the immune system very vulnerable. He also had Parkinson's, and he was 84 years old. Who knew Colin Powell was 84? And unlike people on the left who ridicule and almost revel in the deaths of prominent conservatives, I don't think normal people on the right are going to take any satisfaction or joy in the death of somebody who's a liberal. Colin Powell was an Obama-supporting liberal and disappointed us politically over and over again, but that doesn't change the fact that a family is grieving and America mourns with the Colin Powell family, just like America mourned the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. My friend Joe Piscopo often points out how mean people are on the left. And they are. They're just vicious. And maybe that's why we lose elections. Maybe that's why we lose the media. Maybe we lose sometimes because we're not as vicious and mean as they are. But we're just not. We shouldn't be. We should have a degree of respect and decency and civility over the family of Colin Powell, who are mourning the loss of their loved one. And of course, a man with a significant and profound history and life of service. Here's General Jack Keane. It's a Fox News senior strategic analysis, analyst on Fox News. Here he was with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino talking about the life that General Colin Powell lived.
Colin Powell, when he first got the briefing to take down a dictator, Noriega, in Panama, it was presented to him that we're going to build up our forces over days and a couple of weeks and then conduct this invasion. And Powell looked at him and said, why are we doing that? We've been investing in fighting it tonight. We've got the technology. We've been training all of our soldiers. Why don't we just go down and take this thug out during the middle of the night? And that is exactly what we did. We parachuted in there in the middle of the night with Rangers, with Delta, with others, and in about 3 or 4 hours decapitated that dictator. Most people didn't see much of that because it happened so quickly. But America saw the unfolding of America's military that reached its prowess, certainly in the 20th century, when Colin Powell was also chairman of Joint Chiefs during the Gulf War. And they saw American conventional power on display, the fruition of a generation of rebuilding the military after Vietnam. And there sits Colin Powell in the highest position in the military during the unfolding of that campaign. And certainly he was an absolute reflection of what was taking place on the ground, because he and many of his peers were responsible for what unfolded there in rebuilding this military. And it was there, Bill and Dana, that the American people began to fall in love with the American military once again. Mm-hmm. Because they got to see them up close, and they got to see their passion and their commitment to America and their willingness to sacrifice and their ability to articulate. Colin Powell knew if you have a VIP around, send them down to see the troops and let the troops talk to them. They'll do it far better than any of the generals or any of the senior NCOs or officers. And yes, he's going to be missed, Bill.
So a big, big announcement over the death of a very famous person from COVID on social media. And, you know, we always reflect here what the big talking heads don't talk about. You know, people are speculating on social media about his manner of death. I'll bet Colin Powell lived his life. I'll bet he traveled. I'll bet he went around. Somebody gave him COVID. He wasn't hiding in his bedroom. Despite having multiple myeloma, he was fully vaccinated. According to his family, he was fully vaccinated. He died of COVID. I talked to a family friend over the weekend who has a dear friend whose husband died a week or two ago of COVID, 50-something years old, absolutely no pre-existing conditions, no comorbidities. He was fully vaccinated, and he died. There will be people who are going to die. But the problem with the mandates, the problem with the dictatorial Democrats, it is all rules for thee, not for me. There were the Bidens walking through a fancy restaurant without their mask on in D.C. Did you see that? How can that be? How can that be? Yep. Joe and Jill Biden walking through a restaurant surrounded by Secret Service, all wearing masks, because that restaurant has a vaccine, has a mask mandate. You're inside that restaurant, you better wear a mask. Somebody got a video of the president and the first lady walking through without a mask. They violated the restaurant's mask policy. This is all stupid. Americans get to decide for themselves. I don't even know what decisions are right decisions anymore. I feel like such an idiot. I'm going to share this with you. I've got a family friend and a wedding this coming weekend. And I know that many of the people who are going to be congregating don't believe in the vaccine. And I happen to believe in the vaccine. I respect your right not to. Just as I'm sure people who don't want to get the vaccine respect my right to get a vaccine. I guess my doctor is getting me ready to give me the second Johnson & Johnson shot tomorrow. I'll be the first dope that dies of a vaccine overdose. I'm going to have horns and eyeballs growing out of my forehead by Friday. Either that or I'll get COVID and die anyway. I mean, you just wonder. And for me, it's rolling the dice. You play the odds. I lost a bunch of weight because I thought being fat, real fat, was going to increase my chances of dying if I got COVID. But I'm going to live my life. Colin Powell lived his life. So this wedding for me next week has been agonizing because I was invited and I'd love to be there. And I'm just not that comfortable with being in an enclosed space with dozens and dozens and dozens of people who aren't going to be vaccinated. Now, I'm probably being stupid. And thankfully, this is a wonderful family, and they're gracious, and they're forgiving. I mean, I know they behind my back, they're calling me a big, fat baby, and they'd be right. I am. I'm a big, fat baby. I know that. And I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I went to Universal Studios Florida over the weekend. There were thousands of people. You could not believe the sea of humanity at this theme park for the Hollywood Horror Nights. Ain't nobody having a mask on. Except me. I think I was the only person in the park, like a moron, with a mask. Which is not going to keep me from getting COVID, probably. But there I am. Because I don't want to get it. You know why I don't want to get it? I don't want to miss 10 days of the radio show. I don't want to shut down the production of Annie that I'm going to be in a few weeks. I want to be careful. In fact, that Universal trip is the last exposure I'm going to have to a lot of people. Because I figured, and I did the math. This is October 17th. I was at Universal on October 15th. If I got COVID, I'd probably find out a few days after that. That's the 19th, 20th. I'd have 10 days. I'd get through it, and I'd be ready to go by November. I could still do Annie. I'm not going to take any chances because I feel a responsibility to the South Carolina Children's Theater not to test positive for COVID. Because if I do, we got a problem. They can't do the show. That's what I'm worried about going to the wedding next week. But it kills me not to fully live my life. On the other hand, I think I ought to be allowed to make choices for myself without having to get beat up for it or shamed over it. What about you? Do you agree? Colin Powell must have lived his life. He got COVID somehow. If he was tucked away in his bedroom all the time, he wouldn't have gotten COVID. When are we going to learn? There's Joe and Jill Biden walking around without a mask on in a restaurant that has a mask mandate. They violated the restaurant's mask mandate. They obviously think, well, I'm vaccinated. I'm not worried about it. All right. The only reason they're being judged is because Joe Biden wants to mandate vaccinations for people. Listen to this Washington State trooper. Has served Yakima, Washington for over 20 years. And he did an official farewell on the radio because he's being fired because of the stupid mask mandate. And at the end, he has an appropriate message for Governor Jay Inslee, one of these tyrannical, dictatorial Democrat governors in America. Listen to this.
This is my final sign-off after 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries, I've worked sick, I've played sick, we've buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys, I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So, State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my...
And he drops the mic like a mic drop like the rappers do. And Jay Inslee, you can kiss my butt. And I'm with him. I'm with that trooper. Do you realize how obscene it is that a law enforcement officer with 22 years of service loses his job because he doesn't want to be forced to put a medicine into his body? And the opposition to these mandates is happening all over the world. You see thousands of people marching peacefully. By the way, did you hear about the protest at the Department of the Interior? Oh, yeah, multiple people injured. Storming the Department of Interior? They're a bunch of climate change kooks? Was that an insurrection? Didn't hear a lot of media coverage about that, did we? Huh. Wonder why that is. Well, you know why that is. Welcome in. We have a lot to cover this hour. 1-800-655-MIKE. And listen, give me some advice. I mean, it's probably too late now, but at this point, you think I'm right to try to play the odds and be careful? Or should I just throw caution to the wind, go to weddings, dive in with people, shake hands, 300 people at a time? Am I moronic for saying I don't want to get COVID? Not because I'm afraid I'm going to die from it. I'm going to die someday. I'd like not to die after going through COVID. Doesn't sound like a very good way to go. But it's about playing the odds. For me, it's playing the numbers. Ivermectin makes sense for me every week. Vaccination makes sense for me. None of it might make any sense to you. Because it's hard to make sense of anything these days, isn't it? 1-800-655-MIKE. One open phone line. Let's put your voice front and center. Would you go to a wedding with a couple hundred unvaccinated people? Or do you think live your life. Take your chances. If you get it, you get it. Colin Powell lived his life, didn't he? And sadly, the world says goodbye to Colin Powell. 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Sherry is in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sherry, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I wanted to just, you asked if, you know, give you advice if you should just throw caution to the wind and get out there and just start living. I highly respect you. I listen to you a lot, and I just wanted to give you my two cents. I understand you're vaccinated. I understand you're possibly on ivermectin. My question to you is, if you're doing the preventive route, which is great, I encourage you to go live your life and not get the second booster. It's such a hot topic. There's so many ifs and uncertainties with this vaccine. And I just encourage you, go live your life.
Yeah.
Take your vitamin C, take your zinc, take your ivermectin, and go out there and let your immune system work for you.
Sure. And I respect you very much, and I'm so appreciative of your kind words, Sherry. In my case, I listen to my doctor, and I've talked to my doctor quite a bit about it. You've heard what they're saying. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, evidently, now they're saying should have been two doses. I've got one dose. So I want to live my life. I'm going to live my life. In fact, I spent the weekend at an amusement park with thousands of people without a mask, and I kept thinking, all right, I'm living. I'm trying to take my chances here. I'm taking my chances in life. How do you live your life? What's the right balance? Let's stay focused on that coming up. Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
Hi, Mike. I would 100% go to that wedding. In fact, I've been to several weddings. I don't know everyone's vaccination status. I don't think it matters. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when you're going to get COVID. I agree that you should just live your life.
Mike, remember also COVID-19 was God's gift to the left. I wonder how many people that's lost loved ones, what they think of that comment.
Mike, love you dearly. But you've been vaccinated. You wear the mask. What are you scared of?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not scared of anything. I don't want to miss 10 days of work or shut down a production that I'm involved in that would have to end if I had COVID during the run of Annie coming up in South Carolina. There's other people that depend on me, not just for this show, but day-to-day for their livelihoods. I mean, and I don't know. Listen, it's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of being pragmatic. Do you take steps to try to avoid something, a virus? Or is that politicized? Listen to this tweet I just saw. Somebody forwarded me a tweet from some clown in Florida. I'm not even going to give you his name or his organization. But the organization that this guy heads up is described as a site that delivers news, breaking analysis, and ideas on the topics and trends that are defining the future of U.S. defense and national security. If you look at it, there's a whole team. And they're in Washington, D.C., but this guy's a displaced Floridian. Do you know what he said about Colin Powell's death? This is a site, supposedly a news site. Damn it, they killed Colin Powell. Their sick devotion to partisan political power and personality cult over public health and security, knowledge and intelligence has killed 724,000 of us. Rest in peace, Mr. Secretary. Get vaccinated, mask up, stop the spread. That tweet's been up for 3 hours. Do you think he doesn't know that Colin Powell was fully vaccinated or doesn't care? See, that's the insanity that we're all having to navigate. John's in Chicago here on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hello, John. Happy Monday. How you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years, and I like what you have to say. I like your stance on a lot of things.
Thank you.
My question to you on your position with this wedding and your hesitancy to be around other people is, when would that hesitancy go away? When would you end that?
That's a good question, because it feels like this is never going to end, doesn't it?
Well, the answer to that is it won't ever end.
Right. Right.
Because
I mean,
you don't want to get people sick. You don't want to miss work. I get that. But as to give you some advice, which you did ask for, you have to ask yourself, when would I not have to take these measures? When would I go to weddings, not be afraid? When would I go around people? It could be for the rest of your life.
And the reason it's a great question, John, is that not only are we talking about weddings and funerals and gatherings, but also work related stuff where I'm expected to meet and greet hundreds of people. And I don't want to stop doing that. And I'm not willing to do that. I had an event. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't have a good answer for you because I wish I knew the answer. I wish I had a crystal ball and I know when this is going to end. But events that I'm doing these days, if I'm on stage, I'm on stage. When the event is over, I'm gone. I'm not staying and shaking hands with 200 people. I think what is difficult for me is when I know the room, when I know people who are, I know the people involved, and I know for a fact that most of the people are not vaccinated. That's the part that makes me think that all of us are at higher risk if you're not willing to get a vaccine. And I hate even saying that out loud because it makes me feel like I'm shaming somebody who's not vaccinated, and I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I believe you have every right as an American to make that decision for yourself. I am sick about that state trooper in Washington signing off after 22 years. We're firing cops. We're firing people over not getting a vaccine. That's bull crap. That's tyranny, and that's wrong. So I'm not there at all. But my goodness, what do you make of news like Fauci's news that for those of us who got the J&J, well, it should have been a two-dose vaccine, not one. It should have been two doses like Pfizer and Moderna is. Now you're telling us? Well, you know why they're telling us now? because they've had 9-10 months to study it. That's what people are afraid of. That's why you're worried about the vaccine, because this is all new. It's clear as can be. Listen to what Fauci said. Now, he's about as clear as mud on a good day, but here's Fauci explaining why the FDA advisor believes that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should have been two doses.
Dr. Fauci, the FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended booster doses for the J&J vaccine, but the advice is for all people over 18 to get the shot, even after just 2 months. We know this vaccine was not as effective as others. So should those 15 million people who got the vaccine be concerned given these recommendations?
No, not at all, Martha. I think that they should feel good about it, because what the advisors to the FDA felt is that given the data that they saw, very likely this should have been a two-dose vaccine to begin with. So the idea of making a recommendation that people who originally received J&J should receive a second dose, 18 or older, with none of the restrictions about whether or not you're at a high risk or not at a high risk, is that everyone who received that first dose of J&J who are 18 and older should receive it. So I think that's a very good thing. And I think it's very favorable for those who have received the J&J vaccine. I don't see that as a problem at all.
They're saying those of us who got the single dose of Johnson & Johnson should get a second dose. And my doctor seems to think that's what I'm going to do. And I should do that, and I'm going to listen to my doctor. I'm not going to make decisions for myself. I take ivermectin every week. 6 tablets of 3 milligrams each. And so far, knock on wood, I have not gotten COVID. Do you connect the dots? I don't know. Maybe it's coincidence. Maybe I've been lucky. My doctor has believed that the vaccination combined with ivermectin and all the other stuff I take, and I take plenty, I've got my relief factor in my system every day, I take Balance of Nature, I take what I think is right for me and what my doctor agrees on. But now they tell us two doses of J&J? Kathy's in Georgia. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to say you are not a big sissy man.
Yes, I am. I'm a big fat baby.
I think that you just have to do what's right for you. None of us know what's right 100%.
Right, exactly.
Nobody.
Exactly.
For me, I just went back to North Carolina to go to a wedding.
Right.
And see my friends that I haven't seen in a year.
Was that a hard decision for you, Kathy, or was it easy?
Oh, no. So easy. I am not vaccinated. I will lose my job if they make me. I just don't think that's right for me.
Right.
But that's me. Sure. You do what's right for you. It's America.
That's exactly right. This is what we've lost sight of. And I'm so grateful for your voice, Kathy, because you're such a great reminder of what makes this country what it is. This is America. You can't be mandating a medicine. You can't tell people you're going to get, you can't fire people. And there's great leadership from great Republican governors. Greg Abbott's a good example in the state of Texas.
There is zero authority in the Constitution that gives the president or his administration the authority to mandate anybody taking a vaccine, and that's why we feel very confident that the state executive order will supersede the federal executive order, because the federal executive order is completely unconstitutional. We want to make sure that our fellow Texans who have been forced into this impossible situation about providing for their livelihood versus being forced to take into their body something they do not want, that it will be the state stepping up and protecting the individual liberty of our fellow Texans from being forced to take a vaccine that could cause them harm, that doesn't take into effect the acquired immunity they might otherwise have. It doesn't take into effect the severe reactions that some people are having to shots. And I got to raise with you, Maria, something else that people haven't considered, and that is, where does this end? We're talking about a federal mandate for a shot. As you know, there's waning effectiveness of these shots. Are people going to be required by the federal government to take a shot every single year for the rest of their lives?
That goes back to John in Chicago's point. How long are we going to have to live this way? Forever? I mean, clearly, the president has decided to stop living with a mask. Video footage, according to the Washington Examiner, shows a maskless President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden walking through a ritzy Washington, D.C. restaurant, breaking the city's mask mandate for indoor venues. The Bidens are seen walking through ritzy D.C. Italian seafood restaurant Fiola Mare Saturday night, followed by Secret Service agents wearing black suits and black face masks. So the U.S. Secret Service is abiding by the city's mask mandate, and the President of the United States is not. He's a fake. These people are liars and frauds. It's all for show. It's performance art. Back in July, Washington, D.C. has an indoor mask mandate. Fiola Mare's own website clearly states masks must be worn in accordance with the city mandate. But not when Biden wants to do it. Not when he doesn't think the cameras are on. How many times have we, what was it, the goofy, was it Rashida Tlaib the other day? Oh, I've only got my mask on because I got a Republican tracker out here. They're fakes. They're lying. And they're making choices. Now, that's, to me, and incidentally, according to the Washington Examiner, the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, has been caught several times violating her own mask mandate. Most recently in September, when she spoke during an indoor panel at a convention center maskless, surrounded by maskless guest speakers. Who is the other goofball Democrat who was dancing at a wedding maskless? And she was moved by the spirit. And she doubled down. What was that, though? Was that the mayor of San Francisco? Yeah, that lunatic. These people are, and they're not just crazy. They're diabolical liars. They're nefarious liars. They have an intent. They don't care about this state trooper losing his career. They don't care about shutting down a company like MyPillow. They're glad to shut down Mike Lindell's company. Well, you know what? You're not letting them. Every day I proudly say portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by MyPillow, and I urge you to buy the product. I urge you to support a company like MyPillow. In fact, right now, this MyPillow bundle, they just got a few items left. While supplies last, you can order the classic MyPillow and the press and pack bag. It's normally $69.98, now just $19.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. That's a huge savings, $40 off. The press and pack is an amazing bag. You can travel with your MyPillow. Put the pillow in the bag, press all the air out, and put it in the suitcase. 75% off the regular price. These pillows are amazing. The MyPillow never gets flat during the night. It stays nice and cool. It conforms to your neck, your back, your head. It's normally the pillow itself is normally $69.98. You get it for $29.98 with the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, the smoothest, softest, most comfortable bed sheets you'll ever experience. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. In fact, when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square. Click on that box, and then with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. Make today the day you stand up a little bit for some freedom. You stand up against tyranny. You stand up to the woke crowd that thinks that they're so clever in getting MyPillow kicked out of the retail stores because their online sales are epic, thanks to you. Let's keep it going. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Mike Gallagher.
So plenty of breaking news today with the death of Colin Powell. Also, the transportation secretary has been on paid leave for 2 months, and nobody really noticed until this week. Doesn't that tell you something about the Biden administration? Let that sink in. Pete Buttigieg has been on paid paternity leave as he and his husband have welcomed in a baby. Was it one or two? They have twins, right? Or two kids? I think they adopted two babies. And the transportation secretary, in the midst of a transportation crisis with a supply chain backed up through next year. And he took time away from paternity leave long enough. I guess he was on paternity leave and he was shamed into coming on TV over the weekend. Here he was. You got the clip number, guys? I forget what clip it is. Here's Pete Buttigieg telling us how long this supply chain nightmare is going to take.
Well, certainly a lot of the challenges that we've been experiencing this year will continue into next year, but there are both short-term and long-term steps that we can take to do something about it. Look, part of what's happening
this year and next year. Now, you understand, he's been MIA for weeks and weeks. And again, nobody noticed. That's how irrelevant he is. He's the transportation secretary. I understand the rigorous debate about a 2 month paid paternity leave by a member of a presidential administration when we're in the midst of a crisis. And the voters should decide. I guess there'll be woke people who think that's peachy keen. But what I think is most profound is that he wasn't even there and nobody cared. Because he's insignificant. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. More tributes pouring in the life, the legacy of Colin Powell. Keep it right here all day long for information. And thank you for spending part of your Monday with us. To the team, Eric, Tracy, Yuri, Derek, most of all to you. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.